Hey, I'm John and this is your open source news Elements sponsored by Element.fm. Get unlimited podcast hosting for just $5 at Element.fm. Now to the news. We'll kick things off with a change that's going to impact Rust libraries built on docs.rs. Starting from May 1, 2026, docs.rs will shift the way it selects targets when generating documentation for Rust crates. Previously, if you didn't specify targets in your crate's metadata, docs.rs would go ahead and build documentation for 5 targets by default. With the new approach, if you don't list specific targets, it will only build documentation for the default target, greatly speeding up the build process. This move is designed to make documentation publishing more resource efficient and ties back to an initiative from 2020 that let developers opt for fewer targets. The default target chosen will be x86-64, unknown-linux-gorlu, unless you define a different one by tweaking the default target setting in your metadata. Got a project that needs documentation across many platforms, not just Linux? No worries, you can explicitly list those in your cargo.toml file. Not only does this save time and system resources, it also keeps all other targets in the Rust toolchain accessible for those who need them. And if you need advice on adapting to these changes, make sure to check out the Rust documentation for detailed guidance. Shifting gears to the Linux desktop, we have some solid performance news for those leveraging modern Intel hardware. CacheOS, which is a fork of Arch Linux, has cemented its reputation as the go-to distro for machines running the latest Intel Panther Lake processors. While Ubuntu and OpenSUSE remain popular, CacheOS stands out thanks to optimizations inherited from the Intel Clear Linux project, providing superior performance out of the box. Recent benchmarking saw CacheOS trounce its rivals on a Core Ultra X7-358H laptop paired with an Arc B390 GPU, delivering faster real-world results in everyday workloads. CacheOS manages its resources more efficiently, reflecting a strong focus on letting your hardware shine rather than just ticking compatibility boxes. If you're seeking a Linux experience that gets the best out of your new Intel device with minimal tweaking, this is a distribution well worth a look. This week also saw renewed scrutiny on digital privacy, with AI platforms, particularly Perplexity, coming under the microscope. A spate of lawsuits allege that Perplexity, the AI-powered search engine, has been quietly sharing user interactions with industry giants like Google and Meta. What's alarming is that not only were prompts and questions being shared, but this happened without the explicit knowledge or consent of users, even if they chose the so-called incognito mode. These revelations underscore long-standing concerns about transparency, raising uncomfortable questions about how data is handled behind the slick interfaces of AI applications. The call for clear privacy protocols and honest communication with users has never been more urgent, especially as AI moves deeper into everyday search. Moving into the world of experimental operating systems, Gen 2 has seen a fresh wave of excitement thanks to a unique announcement. On April 1, Gen 2 released experimental images for running the classic GNU/Herd kernel, initially as an April Fool's prank but now a real project in its early days. Currently, the available builds are limited to 32-bit i686 systems and are meant for virtual testing, but there's potential for wider hardware support down the line. This effort is a testament to Gen 2's adventurous spirit, letting enthusiasts explore a blend of architectures you won't find elsewhere in mainstream distros. Expect some rough edges, but if you're keen on seeing how far open source experimentation can go, this is a fascinating project to follow. Security is always a moving target in the open source world, and this week brings a bumper batch of vital updates across multiple Linux distributions. From Alma Linux to Debian, Fedora, Red Hat, SUSE, and Ubuntu, major packages such as FreeRDP, Grafana, and critical browsers saw new security releases. Staying on top of these updates is crucial, not just for developers, but for any user who wants to ensure their systems remain secure against the latest exploits. These updates represent the open source community's ongoing commitment to robust security, quick incident response, and proactive risk management. Another hardware milestone is on the horizon for fans of AMD processors as the Linux 6.19 release approaches. The Kaveri, Kabini, and Mullins APUs will soon default to using the AMD GPU driver, which promises to improve both performance and stability on older hardware. Leveraging the modern features of AMD GPU means extended support and better graphics, even for devices that have been around for a number of years. This transition is part of a broader move towards keeping legacy hardware compatible with today's more demanding software environments. Sticking with cutting-edge tech, let's shift to the smartphone world and some bold new moves from Infinix. Infinix has revealed its upcoming GT50 Pro gaming phone, aiming straight at mobile gamers who crave performance without compromise. Sporting dual pressure triggers and a HydroFlow liquid cooling system, the GT50 Pro is engineered to withstand extended gaming sessions with minimal heat buildup. While details about the onboard processor remain under tight wraps, Infinix's focus on innovative cooling, unique design, and tactile controls signals serious intent to compete with the biggest names in mobile gaming. If high frame rate lag-free gameplay matters to you, this might be a device to watch as more information drops. On the productivity front, Proton made headlines this week by launching two privacy-focused alternatives to tools from Google and Microsoft. Proton Workspace combines email, calendar, and cloud storage under one secure banner, targeting businesses that put data privacy ahead of convenience. Meanwhile, Proton Meet enters the business video conferencing space, promising end-to-end encrypted meetings as a standard feature. Both services build on Proton's reputation for straightforward, privacy-first digital collaboration, and they could be key options as more companies seek to move away from mainstream, data-hungry platforms. Privacy concerns cropped up again with Webinar TV, a service raising eyebrows for recording Zoom meetings without informing the session host. While Webinar TV operates in a legal gray area, the core issue, recording virtual meetings without clear participant consent, is a potent reminder that the digital workplace is riddled with privacy landmines. Hosts and organizers of remote meetings must double-check their settings and be aware of third-party integrations that might overstep boundaries. Ethical digital practice demands both transparency and vigilance, especially when trust is central to collaboration. Let's move to some fascinating science. This time, a research breakthrough in the field of appetite regulation. Scientists at CU Boulder have found a compound in python blood, parathyramine O-sulfate, or PTOS for short, which appears to suppress appetite. This could pave the way for brand new treatments for weight management, especially for people who cannot tolerate the side effects of current medications. While it's still very early days, discoveries like this highlight how even the strangest avenues of biological research can lead to major medical advances. In the world of BSD, the Free BSD Laptop Project is moving ahead with an ambitious plan to make free BSD laptops as user-friendly and versatile as their Linux counterparts. Work is underway to port modern Linux graphics drivers and bolster power management, making free BSD a more viable choice for everyday laptop use. This strengthens FreeBSD's appeal in an era of fast-moving hardware standards and evolving user expectations. Turning to databases, there's controversy over benchmarking in the MySQL ecosystem, following Pecona's high-profile report for 2026. Some have criticized the comparison for using an outdated MariaDB version, skewing performance results and making for an uneven contest. When the benchmarks were replicated with up-to-date MariaDB versions and properly tuned setups, results showed a complete reversal in performance trends. The takeaway is clear. Meaningful database benchmarks need transparent configurations and the latest stable releases to tell the real story. Rigorous, reproducible tests are essential if users are going to make evidence-based decisions about their critical database infrastructure. We're seeing huge strides in renewable energy too, with the International Renewable Energy Agency's new report showing that renewables make up nearly 50% of worldwide electricity capacity. While the pace of new additions has dipped slightly since 2024, solar now dominates fresh capacity installations, accounting for 3 out of every 4 new renewable megawatts. This growth cements renewables as a major driver in the global energy mix, putting the sector well on the path to a more sustainable future. Meanwhile, public health authorities have made progress on environmental safety, with the US EPA adding microplastics and pharmaceuticals to its draft list of emerging contaminants. This first step could bring about more focused research and, eventually, tougher regulations to keep drinking water free from both chemical and particulate pollution. Keeping the public informed about new threats, even before full regulations are in force, is a big win for transparency and risk management. There's also big news for AMD CPU users, with the Linux 7.1 kernel set to include major upgrades for the AMD P-State driver. The headline feature is AMD CPPC Performance Priority, giving developers and power users granular control over core performance, all the better to tune systems for battery life or raw speed. Another addition, Dynamic Energy Performance Preference, lets users adapt power profiles based on whether they're plugged in or running on battery. These changes will resonate with anyone keen to squeeze the most from the upcoming Zen 6 chips or make the most of older hardware. All in all, these stories show tech's dynamism, innovation, privacy debates, and security improvements are shaping the brave new world of open source and digital infrastructure. As boundaries blur between platforms, hardware, and cloud, the stakes for ethical behavior and secure design have never been higher. That's all for this edition of Open Source News Elements, brought to you by Element.fm. Thanks for listening.